Joseph was a potter, which means that he made bowls and plates and cups out of clay, ceramics. When he first started his work, he just enjoyed it so much. But as the years went by and he got older, he began to feel frustrated that he couldn't make the shape of the thing that he wanted to make. And he started to worry that there was something wrong with his hands. And so he decided to go to the Western Wall to pray. Now, the Western Wall is a wall in the city of Jerusalem. It's a very, very old wall, but it's still standing there today. And when Joseph arrived to say his prayers, he noticed lots and lots of other people were there to do the same thing. And he heard groups of children from their schools and synagogues and churches coming to sing their prayers. And he noticed that a lot of people were writing their prayers on little pieces of paper and then folding up the paper and then sticking the paper in a crack in the wall. Thank you. And so he decided this would be how he would say his prayer as well. So he found some paper and a pen in his pocket, and he wrote down, "I am Joseph the potter. Something seems to be wrong with my hands. I wish to find again the joy that I once knew in my work. Please help me." And he folded up that paper, and he stuck it in a crack in the wall. And then, since he was right there at the wall, he began to walk along next to it, touching it, feeling the dust, feeling the rough places, feeling the smooth places. And sometimes he would come to a place where a person had just been standing, saying their prayers, and the wall would feel a little bit damp, a little wet, as if the person had maybe cried some tears that had made the wall wet in that place while they prayed. And after a few minutes, he began to realize somebody was trying to get his attention. And he turned to see an old man leaning on a cane with his eyes closed. "Excuse me," said the old man, "would you be willing to help a blind man write a prayer and put it in the wall?" "Why, certainly," said Joseph, "I'd be glad to. Tell me, what is your prayer?" And the old blind man said, "I wish to meet someone who could make for me that thing that I lost in my childhood but have never forgotten. If I could hold that in my hands once more, I would believe again." Joseph wrote this prayer with trembling hands. He felt excited, kind of, in his stomach. He folded up the prayer and he put it in the wall. And then he turned around and reached out his hands again to the old man, and he said, "I am Joseph the potter. I will make that thing, that memory from your childhood." And the old blind man took Joseph's hands and he said, "You hold the mystery of prayer in your hands. Let's meet here again in 1 month." And so Joseph went home with this task in his mind and in his heart. And when he got home, even though he'd been traveling all day and he was tired, he didn't go to bed. He went into his workshop, to his pottery studio, and he found his big lump of clay, and he pulled a piece off. And the piece in his hands felt warm, almost hot, which was unusual, because usually when he started to work with the clay, it was cold and stiff, and he had to work a long time to get it softened up. But this clay felt warm, and as he held it in his hands, it had kind of a pulse, almost like a heartbeat, as if there was a creature inside with a beating heart waiting to get out. And Joseph sat down in a chair, thinking about everything that had happened to him that day, about the wall and the old man, and he fell asleep there holding his clay. And we're going to leave him sleeping there. We'll find out next week what it was that Joseph made for his new friend. But today we want to say some prayers, and the way we're going to do this is we're going to use a bowl that's maybe something like a bowl that Joseph would have made out of pottery. And I'm going to give everybody a glass stone to hold in your hand. The stones that are in there already are from the children at the first service. Everybody take a stone, and as you hold it in your hand, think about somebody that you want to say a prayer for. Maybe it's a friend, a mom or dad, a brother or sister. Did you get one? There you go. Aiden here, and how about you three? Kaylani, Angelina, Caden, would you like a stone to hold in your hand for a minute? Okay, so, oops, sorry. You're saying a prayer for some, maybe somebody who's sick and you want to pray that they get well. Maybe they're sad or lonely and you want to pray that they feel happy again. And so now that you've thought those thoughts about that person, you can put your stone in the bowl. And this is our prayer bowl, and we're going to put it on the altar. This, as soon as we put everybody's stone inside it. Yes, thank you. And so now we pray. Dear God, thank you for always hearing our prayers. Thank you that you know the needs of all these people we have thought of as we pray today. Thank you for sending your Spirit to work in our lives. We trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.